Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. 911 service has been restored in Pennsylvania. That's according to the Pennsylvania Emergency Management Agency. They posted on social media just after midnight that they had fully tested the system and determined that it was working in every county in the state. PEMA Director Randy Padfield says the issues first began to occur around 2 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
The next-gen 911 service provider immediately notified our 911 team and engaged to start the troubleshooting the issue and identify the root cause of the issue.
Padfield says the description of the incident as an outage is not technically accurate. He says the majority of calls were delivered, but there were other issues like missing number data and location data.
And without being able to identify a cause out of an abundance of caution, a statewide wireless emergency alert and emergency alert system message was sent to the public to notify them of the intermittent issues.
And that notification went out around 3:30 yesterday afternoon, urging people to use non-emergency 10-digit phone numbers to contact 911 centers or police as needed. Authorities didn't immediately identify a cause of the issue. PEMA says they are investigating the incident and will provide updates. But the good news is 911 service is fully working. Philadelphia police have arrested a man in connection with an after-hours lounge shooting that saw eight people shot in South Philadelphia in the early morning hours of July 5th. They announced the arrest of 43-year-old Michael Welton yesterday. He's charged with attempted murder, aggravated assault, and related offenses. Authorities say he was a security guard at the Seven Elements Lounge. They did not say whether he was the guard who admitted to officers the morning of the shooting to discharging his weapon. The shooting happened just after 4 a.m. on the balcony of the lounge in the shopping plaza off Washington Avenue near 11th Street. Police say it stemmed from an argument on the balcony that first escalated to a knife fight. Guns were then drawn and fired after security tried to intervene. All eight people shot, taken to the nearby hospitals that day and placed in stable condition. The lounge has since been closed for multiple code violations. The investigation is ongoing. Authorities have not said if they are looking for other shooters or how many. Efforts to recover the semi-truck cab that went off the side of the Delaware Memorial Bridge early yesterday morning have resumed. Authorities say just before noon yesterday, they found a truck in the Delaware River, but they did not find the driver, who is now presumed to have been killed. They have not identified the driver or if anyone else was in the truck. About 3:40 yesterday morning, police say a truck cab not carrying a trailer crossed three lanes of traffic and crashed through the concrete wall before falling into the river below. Dive teams from multiple Delaware agencies, as well as boats and a helicopter from the Coast Guard, responded to the crash. The search was suspended yesterday afternoon due to water conditions. There's a new public park open along the river in Bridesburg. This fully fulfills the long-term vision of its namesake. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
So what we're standing on is a vacant concrete factory that we've turned into a public park.
That's Stephanie Phillips, executive director of the nonprofit Riverfront North Partnership, at Friday's opening of Borski Park, a new 10-acre riverfront green space just north of the Betsy Ross Bridge. It was the dream of former congressman and Bridesburg native Bob Borski more than two decades ago.
My wife just found an article, a column from the Inquirer in 2000 about Bob Borski's vision for what can happen on our waterfront. Yeah, it's not all the same, but it's pretty damn close.
The park includes a lawn area, trails, and views of the Delaware River. Phillips says it's the last part of a plan to reconnect Philadelphia neighborhoods with the riverfront.
This is an 11-mile greenway. This is the eighth and final park of the original plan in 2004. So this is it.
Borski said it was enormously satisfying to see his vision finally become reality.
And that's KYW's Mike DiNardo. And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.